You start with a suspicion. You look for evidence. Are you paranoid or on the right track? Catching the Cheaters with Chantel's Roses.
If you have a suspicion that somebody is cheating on you, I want to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to call them up. I'm going to offer a dozen free roses that they can send to anyone. The hope is that they'll send it to their significant other, but sometimes we catch a cheater.
Today we're going to say good morning to Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Tell us what's going on.
Well, sadly, I'm calling about my husband, Duggar.
Okay.
We've been married for 9 years. We've got four beautiful kids.
Okay.
And our relationship, I don't know. I suppose maybe it's been a little different than most other people's. Duggar travels a lot. Like, he's gone maybe 80% of the time. He's home on Wednesdays and on the weekends. It's always been like that. It's fine. Okay. It works for us.
I mean, if it works for you, that's... Yeah. Like, Chantel, that's kind of how you're...
I grew up, my dad was gone Tuesday to Thursday,
every week.
To Friday, every week.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Okay.
And I never felt like I didn't have a dad or anything.
And so it worked for you guys, Ellie, right? For 9 years. 9 years strong is impressive.
Yeah. Well, you know, we made it work. It was great. You know, when he was home, he was always very present. He was a great dad and, you know, active in the kids' lives and present and loving with me. But lately, things have been really different. He's just distracted all the time, on his phone constantly. He seems really stressed and gets really short with me. It's just like living with a different person. And I don't know, maybe I went down a rabbit hole on the internet or something, but I found all these checklists about signs that your guy might be cheating on you. And all of those things were there.
No.
And then I started thinking, since he travels so much, it would be really easy for him to maybe even just have a whole other family, and I wouldn't even know about it.
Yeah, you've definitely went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I Googled, like, what are this, like, why is my husband acting this way? And it was, like, all the check, like, he was checking all the boxes.
Leah, let me just ask you, have you had any conversations? Like, have you at least brought this up and said, hey, something's off?
Well, I have, yeah.
Okay.
I've tried to get him to open up, and he just blows me off. Refuses to talk.
Okay. Well, let's do this then, Leah. Let's get your husband's phone number. His name's Duggar. We'll call him up. We'll offer the dozen roses, and let's see. Does he want to send him to you, or is he sending him, you know, to his other family? I'm joking. I don't think he has another family.
No.
I'm sorry. No. Is that okay?
Yes, let's do it, please.
Mix 105.1 and 103.9, number one for all the hits. John and Chantel helping out Leah. Leah's husband, Duggar, he travels a lot. In fact, he travels about 80% of the time. He's gone, but only home Wednesday and the weekends. And Leah's going, it's worked for our 9 years of marriage, but lately he's acting different.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the same person that he used to be. He's always distracted, and she's beginning to have doubts on their relationship. Leah, did I get that right?
Yes, that's basically it.
We're going to call up Duggar right now. We're going to offer the dozen roses, and we're going to see if he wants to send them to you or to someone else. The only thing we need from you is permission to have Duggar on the radio.
Yes, I grant you permission.
Thank you very much for that. Chantel, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, is this Duggar?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, it's Chantel from J&C Flowers. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. So we're a brand new flower shop here in Salt Lake City, and we're just trying to get the word out about our flowers. And so one thing we're doing is giving away a dozen free roses to people in the community, something that you can send on to a friend or a loved one. And I was just wondering if you'd like to send out some flowers today.
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
I mean, it's totally free. There's no subscription. I don't need any information. It's honestly just...
I understand. Sounds really nice, but I don't really I only give out my information to people over the phone, and especially when people are offering me free stuff, I'm even more wary. So thank you.
Yeah, no, like, I don't even need your information. I just need, like, I'm going to offer these roses, I'm going to fill out a card, and then we'll just send them on their way.
I'm just trying not to be rude, but I'm not interested in this. Thank you. I appreciate you and that you have this as your job, and I hope you have a good day, but I am not interested. Thanks.
Duggar, it's me. It's Leah. You're on the radio.
What?
Yeah, hi, Duggar. My name is John. You were talking to Chantel. It's true. Your wife, Leah, is on the phone. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1 and 103.9. Leah, do you want to tell Duggar why we're calling and we were trying to get him to buy some roses or give some free roses?
Sure. Listen, honey, you've just been really distracted lately and short with me, and I feel like I'm living with a secretive person who's not the man I married, and frankly, I'm worried that you're cheating on me.
Okay, Leah, this is a whole new level of crazy.
I'm not crazy. I just want to know what's going on.
Nothing's going on.
But how can you say that? I mean, you're not the same person that I married.
Okay, well, I'm stressed. That's all.
What are you stressed about?
What? Are you kidding me, Leah? You wouldn't know because you never worked a day in your life. You never paid a bill. Have you watched any news? Oh, the economy is tanking. My sales are way down. I've lost, like, a lot of our savings in crypto. What am I stressed about? All of it.
Well, then why can't you just talk to me about it?
You don't listen, okay, Leah? All right, before talking, you just care about your Instagram life and your women's group, and that's it.
That's not true.
Can I just jump in? Because I do hear two people who obviously need to talk.
Yeah.
And need to sit down. What if we get a dinner for the two of you so you can go out, have a date, and just kind of air it out? I feel like communication here is a big thing. Leah, are you interested in that?
Yes, I would like that very much.
Yeah. I mean, Duggar, what about you? Would you like to have a dinner?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what I said about free stuff. Anyway, I don't know. I, like, maybe for now I want you to take me off your show, though. I don't want to be on the radio talking about this.